I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
That nobody. Is John Wick.
You working again?
No, just sorting some stuff out.
Task your crew.
How many?
As many as you have.
Hey, Josh. I thought I'd let myself in.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
We are reporting from Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. Fantastic Fest 10, to be precise.
We're around the corner from the South Lamar Theater right now, trying to make it as quiet as humanly possible. Isn't really working,
but we're
doing our best.
Oh, yeah. For this episode, the sound might be a little bit different because we're using a portable recorder. Also, we may have to record in segments because we only have 20, 30 minutes at a time together in between screenings and writing and eating, pooping.
I haven't been doing a lot of eating.
Oh, no?
No, I've been busy.
Yeah.
And the only food around here is draft house food, and I'm already sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to limit my snacks here. But luckily, Kyle came with us, so he's cooking us breakfast every morning. So.
I went to a little convenience store by my hotel and bought some snacks today because I need more than fries or pizza every meal.
Yeah, yeah. So we had quite the trip in.
Hey, guess what? Don't like planes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God, I was having panic attacks on the plane.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It was brutal.
Yeah, just before we took off on one flight, I was joking around about opening your window. You're like, fuck you.
I looked out the window and I almost puked on it.
No way.
Yeah, it was, I am not good on planes. The trip home should be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Before I left, a coworker, I work in a pharmacy, and they offered me some Ativan, which is a major downer.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'll be good.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's tough, dude. That's tough.
But other than that, the trip was pretty... other than the fact that we were up forever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I was awake for almost 48 hours straight. I don't really count sleeping on the plane for 20 minutes at a time That's not even sleep. No. So by the time we got here, I was basically on the go for about 48 hours.
And I checked the weather report.
Yeah.
Before we got here, it's like, 85 in Austin. It was 102 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it was over 100.
It was hot.
It was. And humid.
We're not used to this. It was awful.
That's pretty nasty. But we got things off to a really nice start. We rented a car, drove around Austin. First night, what did we do that first night?
Oh, we went to the, maybe my favorite theater of all time.
Yeah.
The Alamo Drafthouse Ritz.
Beautiful location.
Saw one of my favorite movies of all time, The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Oh, yeah.
These other people with me on the trip, they were virgins on this movie.
Yeah, all three of us hadn't seen the film.
And it's, as I said, it's one of my favorite films of all time. If you haven't seen it, I think it's an absolute classic.
It is.
Weird story. I was in my hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling, waiting for the shuttle to the draft house. And one of the actors in the movie, Pat Healy, was sitting there. And we started chatting about Assassination of Jesse James, and he called the director a hack.
No way. That's crazy.
And I'm just like, that's one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of surreal. But you guys dug the film, right?
Oh, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. I need to see it more times to fully appreciate it. But I definitely, there's a scene in the film that's really famous.
The train heist scene.
Just the approach, the lighting, or lack of lighting, shot all at night, just a beautiful, beautiful scene, and I actually got all choked up just at the sheer beauty of those shots. And
the last half hour is seriously one of the greatest 30 minutes of film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Tremendous.
And I've been updating what I've been seeing on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to 150.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, how many times have I seen Assassination of Jesse James to put my number down? I'm like, 15?
Oh, really?
I've seen that movie a lot.
Yeah.
And it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
Yeah, so, yeah. We also went back to the Ritz the next night. I saw the Clueless quote along.
Yeah, girly night.
Which was awesome.
It was awesome. They had like props, like little feather pins.
Yeah, you guys kind of had to talk me into it. I wasn't terribly into it, but holy shit, that was quite fun.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Clueless in probably since it was released.
Yeah.
And it holds up pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy, I finally, after watching it, I've seen it many, many times, but I was like, she's the star of the show.
Oh, totally.
She totally steals it, and I love. Love Clueless. So, but on the second day we were here, what did we have to eat?
We went to Franklin Barbecue.
Which was featured in the movie Chef.
Totally. yeah, we talk about Chef every podcast.
That's right.
So it's a nice work in there.
Yeah,
Franklin Barbecue is so good.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. Like, just the most moist, amazing meat ever.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, the driest meat, turkey, was, like, just awesome.
It was tender, juicy, delicious, just
mouth sex.
Yeah, totally. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And when we were like, because we had to pick up our order and take it back home, when we were picking up the brisket, it was like falling apart in your fork as you're taking it off the plate.
It's unreal. And we had a shit ton of food.
Yeah.
It was unreal. This big, giant, like, massive platter thing.
Yeah.
And, we ate about, I don't know, like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Oh, it was about 10:30. Yeah.
And we what time did we go back to your place? About 9.
And we were still full.
And we were still full.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I ate that much, but it was so good. And I felt so bad because we had a reservation and we just rolled up. It was 150 people in line.
Minimum. Yeah.
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 And are they gonna kill us?
Oh, no.
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 And we get in there, and literally the people from Franklin are the coolest people in the world.
Super down to earth.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Giving us, like, chunks of meat to try out.
Like, here, have a drink while you're waiting.
Letting us take, like, really intrusive pictures.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend Franklin.
Yeah, it was a really nice experience.
And one other thing I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We did some karaoke.
Oh, that's right. Was that the first night? I can't even remember.
Second night.
Okay.
Yeah, I butchered Big Balls by AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
And tried to do a little Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
But, man, I just can't do a very good Bob Dylan.
It was fun, though.
Oh, it was totally fun.
It was so awesome. And I did some Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, and Kyle and I did Righteous Brothers, That Loving Feeling.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
And you and Sarah did Sonny and Cher, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I Got You, Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I totally drowned her out. Yeah.
The best part, final song, we all did Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Yes, that was fun.
It was just all of us screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I haven't been drinking at all for like the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And those first 2 days, I kind of fell off the wagon a bit.
Oh, yeah.
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 And the last couple days, too.
Yeah.
So, we were all pretty hammed. And I heard that karaoke is free at night for badge holders.
No way.
In those rooms.
Oh.
Good luck getting a room, though. I'm pretty sure that shit's booked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
Anything else before we get into some reviews?
So far, Fantastic Fest has been awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Super cool vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy who is here just to see movies.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping terribly well. But,
yeah.
I'm having super great fun, man. I'm really enjoying the hell out of this.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It feels like we're right at home, too.
Yeah.
Everything's super comfortable, with the exception of the lobby right before a movie.
Oh.
And during red carpets, that's been a total gong show. Like, starfuckers trying to get a blurry cell phone.
I didn't tell you this. Last night as I was leaving, Keanu Reeves and Adrian Pilecki were here last night for John Wick.
Yeah.
More on that later.
Yeah.
And as they were coming out of the draft house, they got swarmed by Starfuckers.
Oh, that's
and
disgusting.
And they all had security. Yeah. And security was like launched at these people.
Sweet.
It was brutal. And I was just like, why did you guys do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you not see the big dudes beside them who are going to fucking kill you if you get near them? All right, cool, try it.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, man. But people standing around with their fucking photo of him. And
The funny thing is like 2 hours before that, when Keanu was coming in, he walked through the crowd.
Yeah, he did.
He fucking owned the place.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
He kind of blended in. Yeah. Like, nobody expected it because he came behind the crowd and he walked straight past us, and Bill took a picture of him just because he had his phone out.
He was
out.
4 feet away from me.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah, man. Fantastic Fest is cool.
Yeah.
I'm going straight into another film fest after this, and it's going to be a totally different vibe, and it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Because the film fest I'm going to, Vancouver, people are weird.
Uptight.
Oh.
Picky about their seats and who sits around them.
Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a culture shock.
It will. Well, are we ready to get in some main reviews for Fantastic Fest?
Yeah.
This is the kickoff to our festival season. Should we start with Tusk first?
Yeah, the big opening film of Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, so...
Should be open around North America now,
I believe it's open now, yeah. Open like a day later, but it was the opening night film.
Kevin Smith was here.
Yeah, that's right.
Justin Long.
Yeah. Yeah, I interviewed Tim League and Kevin Smith. I might play the sound bit during the episode.
Nice.
Maybe right at the end or something. I don't know.
Cool.
But what were your thoughts on Tusk?
A nice departure for Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Red State was a start.
Yeah.
I think this is a good evolution.
Yeah.
Genre.
Yeah.
Not dick and fart jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, you know, when you think of Kevin Smith, that's what you think. Dick and fart jokes.
Oh, totally.
Started off as a podcast, kind of like a rib, kind of like, let's just sort of talk this through. We saw this thing on the internet where some dude put a thing on some website saying you can come stay at my house for free if you dress in a walrus suit for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So Kevin Smith, Scott Mosier talked about it for a whole podcast and just like made up a movie.
Yeah. On the spot.
On the spot.
And they stayed true to their podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to give them credit. It's just the most wacky, stupid concept.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guy who... runs a podcast, goes to Canada to talk to some kid who ends up killing himself.
Yeah, so, it's a play on Lightsaber Kid. Yeah, they call him Kill Bill Kid.
And in his like anger of being screwed by coming to Canada to record a podcast, he's in the bathroom and sees this ad saying, come to my house, stay for free or whatever.
Yeah.
And he gets there and shit goes wrong.
Yeah, the guy's really fucked in the head.
Yeah,
played by Michael Parks.
Michael Parks, one of the great underrated actors of our time.
He is terrific.
Yeah,
in this.
Walruses.
Yeah,
plural.
Yeah, yeah, he said a walrus saved his life when he was in the in the army or whatever, right? And that's where his obsession started because he wanted a walrus to keep him company or something.
I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But here's my rant.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
There's a major cameo in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And people are spoiling the hell out of it.
Oh,
it's pissing me off.
Yeah, and popular people with lots of followers.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
So, don't read Twitter about Tusk.
Yeah.
Something's going to get ruined.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and... yeah, there was a nice small cameo in the beginning of the film that I liked. A really funny bit at the border crossing. It was kind of funny. I laughed a bunch. I still don't know what to think of Tusk, though. I can't tell if I liked it or disliked it.
I liked it. He needs to stop editing his own movies.
Yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah.
And there's the cameo character. It's like they had him.
Yeah.
And we have to use him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
And his whole entire role could have been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And just kind of...
rambling.
Takes it down a few notches.
But it's fun. It's not what I expected. Yeah. And I applaud him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I appreciate what he's doing with his career the last two films.
Yeah.
Like, Hang on a sec. Sorry, I didn't take that off. I appreciate it. I actually quite enjoyed Red State quite a bit.
I love Red State.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you know, that's Kevin Smith's movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
The guy who invented the stink bomb.
That's right. Yeah. I can say with certainty, though, that I didn't like Tusk as much as Red State. I don't know if it'll change after another
movie. I think that's fair. I don't think I do either. I really like Red State.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, check it. It's a wacky flick.
It is.
Some people aren't going to like it.
Yeah.
I kind of dug it.
Yeah.
So maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us. Check it out yourself.
Yeah, it's the kind of film you really have to judge on your own.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty twisted.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's a ballsy horror film.
Yeah.
Support that kind of stuff. Yeah. More of that kind of stuff.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
All right. We ready to move on?
Yeah.
ABCs of Death 2.
Right off the top.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan of the first one.
Neither was I. I hated
it. I thought
it
was garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I might have liked four of them. It's ABCs of Death.
Yeah.
So you have A, B, C, etc.
Yeah.
Each letter has a short film.
Yeah.
They're about 3 to 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
Some of them work, some of them don't. But hey, 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
There's another one, yeah.
But here's the thing. How do you rate this film?
You can't.
If you like half them, do you give it 2.5 out of 5?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I maybe liked 8 of them.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know how many I count. I still have to go through the list to count. But I certainly enjoyed a lot more in this one than the first one.
Yeah, but the fun thing is those 8.
Yeah.
They're kick ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some really cool
really
stuff.
Really fun stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, and some of them are very light, very just to the point.
Yeah.
With no message behind it, but I found a couple of them to be very deep. Like the one F for Falling is one of the shorts. Some people may dismiss it as just whatever, but there's a lot of cultural things going on there because it involves Palestinian fighter pilot.
Yeah,
and forgot, but it was basically a culture clash, gender clash. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but
no,
I like that kind of stuff.
Definitely some meaning in it.
Yeah.
I like that one too, actually. That was good.
Yeah.
There's one involving a woman who doesn't want to give birth.
Oh.
My God. My God.
That was fucked up, dude.
So good.
Yeah.
I love that one.
You really have to let your guard down in these ones.
Yeah.
Because some of them are really, you don't know what you're going to get next.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't really talk about them when they're all like 3 minutes long. But here's the thing. If you don't like it in the first 30 seconds, turn away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're probably not good.
Yeah.
They got to knock this out of the park pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, some of them were really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really don't want to talk much about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard stuff.
I think it's worth checking out. Even if you want to wait till Netflix, wait till
Netflix. Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed.
Yeah. So we're moving on to the next one. I think this is one of the biggest. This is the one that's winning Fantastic Fest right now.
Direct quote from me.
Yeah. Yeah. John Wick.
John Wick.
Keanu Reeves kicking ass.
Who would have thought that? I thought it was just like some company trying to put their big film in Fantastic Fest.
It kind of seemed like that. Yeah.
But man, does it kick some ass.
Yeah. Oh, big time. He's, it's very quiet in the beginning. First 10 minutes or so, there's like no dialogue at all.
Yeah.
This is all in the trailer. He loses his wife. What's not in the trailer, and this isn't a big spoiler, but her final gift to him is a puppy, and the puppy kind of opens him up.
Yeah.
Gets him to cope with the loss of his wife.
He's a retired hitman.
Yeah.
So he has a little bit of demon issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then he runs into some spoiled brat who wants his Mustang, and when he says that's not for sale, things go wrong.
Yeah.
For the brat. And little does he know that John Wick is it's like a boogeyman.
The funny thing about that is he's the only character in the film who doesn't know that John Wick is the badass of all time.
Yeah, that part really bothered me, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because he's only retired for 4 years, so he would have heard stories.
Yeah.
But it's a nitpick of mine. It didn't affect me.
It led to a pretty funny joke, though.
Eh?
It led to a pretty funny joke.
Oh, yeah. Very big laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. There's a lot of comedy in this one.
And it has the greatest kill shots in film.
Yeah.
And are you a big John Woo fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the opening scene in Hard Boiled in, like, the canary shop.
Yeah.
Where Chow Yun-Fat's, like, flying around with, like, flour all over him, so the blood shows up.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of a John Woo, early John Woo.
Yeah.
Not, like, Hard Target. I'm talking, like, The Killer and Bullet in the Head and Hard Target. No Hard Target.
Yeah.
The director in the Q&A said that there was 84 headshots in the film.
Yeah, that's right.
They counted it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw violence like that?
Yeah.
And it is awesome.
And it's badass. Like, and when he kills them, he's mean about it.
And like, not only that, he does, like, UFC, like, fucking shit to them and, like, arm bars them, then shoots them in the head. It's so awesome.
Yeah. He'll, like, take out their knee, do some UFC move, take them down, use them as a human shield. Shoot, like, 5 guys in the face, and then finish off the guy by shooting him in the face, like, 3 times.
So I'm not a big action film fan. I don't like action films.
Yeah.
I've said this many times on the podcast. I love this film.
Nice.
And here's... I don't think anybody even knows this film exists.
Yeah.
So I'm starting it now. John Wick is our new chef.
Oh, yeah. Hey, why not?
We're talking about this shit.
Every episode.
Yeah.
Why not?
People really need to see this film. It is awesome.
Yeah.
And you could tell that film killed last night.
Oh, everybody loved it.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Everybody was jacked.
And cheering for kills and wicked scenes. And it was awesome. And it had a lot of everything. Like, it's not just a shoot 'em up, beat 'em up kind of thing. There's, like, a lot of cool, like, a couple of car chases, a couple hand-to-hand stuff. One thing I took away from the film is that it was co-directed by 2 guys, right?
Yeah. They, 2 brothers who used to be stuntmen.
Yeah, that's right. They met on the set of The Matrix.
Matrix, yeah.
Yeah. You could certainly see the influence of John Woo and Michael Mann, but they put their own flavor in it, enough to make it their own, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, there's a nightclub scene that is just so cool, and I was just like, fuck, I want to watch that again.
Can I throw something out?
A
little maybe controversial.
Do it.
Okay. So remember when you saw The Matrix?
Yeah.
And that movie ended, and you were like, oh my God, I want to see another Matrix film?
Yeah.
I want to see a new John Wick film more than I wanted to see a new Matrix film.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, though, because this one builds a world of its own.
Yeah. This one is the film that you want Keanu Reeves to be in for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Minimum.
Minimum.
Like, at least 3 or 4.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's so great.
Yeah.
I can't stop talking. Everybody I talk to is like, John Wick. And I'm like, John Wick.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, John Wick. Yeah, it's the kind... I thought this in my head. Like, when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of action films and stuff. And I was like, man, if I watched that when I was a kid, I would have went home and busted out my toy guns and had, like, gunfights with my brothers and stuff. I'd be like, I'm John Wick. And, yeah, it just brought that little kid out in me.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it again. I think it opens third week of October.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody support the hell out of John Wick.
Go see John Wick.
I need 58 sequels.
Yeah. And it earns, like, it's an R-rated film, and it's a hard R.
Hard R.
It's about as hard as it can get. Last night I said, it's a hard R because it'll get the audience hard.
The best thing about it, too, is that if they make 20 sequels and Keanu's 70, he'll look the same.
Oh, he will. He hasn't aged, has he?
He's not aged.
Yeah.
And he's a sharp-looking brother in real life, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So did you have anything else to add to John Wick?
No, John Wick, man.
Go see it.
My favorite film of the fest so far.
Wicked.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, that's not true. I saw one today that was better.
Oh, okay.
I'm a liar.
You're going to get to that.
This is what we get for being completely unprepared.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we've actually made a minor adjustment. We're going to main review two more films because it's been a couple days since we've recorded. So we're going to review The Tribe and Tokyo Tribe. So let's start out with The Tribe. What are your first thoughts, Bill?
Wow. Hit me in the head with a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
The most blunt, honest film I've seen in a very long time. A film... It takes a lot for a film to really, I'll be blunt, fuck with me.
Yeah.
And this one really did something to me.
Yeah, truly.
Should we explain the premise?
Yeah, it's all in sign language, no subtitles.
Ukrainian sign language, too, so if you knew sign language, you still wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, and it's about a, starts out with a boy looking for directions to the school he's going to go to. It's not really clear, like, how the school works. Like, they stay on campus. They're high school kids. Looks like a private school.
Yeah, but a lot of different ages.
Yeah, so it's not entirely clear, and that's not necessary in this case. Like, we don't need to know all those details.
I think we see them doing schoolwork, like, twice.
Yeah.
In the entire film.
Yeah, two scenes.
And the rest of the film is them just doing the most brutal shit you've seen in a movie in a very long time.
Yeah, some gangster shit. It's some of it took me back to Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, it's it's unrelenting. Just, wow.
Yeah.
We saw it like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I still can't stop thinking about it.
Like, oh,
it,
totally.
It's her hyperbole aside, it's second best film I've seen this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to be Boyhood. I just absolutely adore that film.
Yeah.
But it's the most violent film I've seen in a very. It's like irreversible violent.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And
it only builds too, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing: it's so violent. Nobody's ever going to see it.
Yeah.
It will never get a rating.
Yeah.
Draft House Films has it. The people who put on Fantastic Fest, so of course it was here.
Yeah.
And Tim League, the owner of Draft House Films and Alamo Draft House, talked about how he absolutely fell in love with this film at Cannes and had to have it under Draft House.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think we're going to make money off of it, but... I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. For a story that has no subtitles, just body language and sign language, it's pretty... I wouldn't say it's easy to follow. It takes a little while to get going. But once you get hooked, there are no real secrets to what's happening.
No, they're very good at conveying what they need to say.
Yeah.
In, like, clicks and arm movements and... It's unreal. Like, I thought you hear the premise, you're like, oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I thought that too.
But
yeah, I
was like, really let's go. Works.
It
really
does.
Works.
Yeah.
Really happy I didn't order food.
Oh.
Because this movie really got to me.
Yeah.
And I'm stone faced when it comes to movies, man.
Yeah.
Nothing seems to bother me anymore.
Yeah.
But wow, this one really bothered me. And I think it's a complete masterpiece.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to you right after. Yeah. I was like, well, that's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's not just the story they tell, but it's the techniques they use to film this. It's like endless long takes. Like, and just the precision and planning that went into every shot is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's all... We're just observing the story, often very close to the characters, but the way they move the camera is just gets you right into the story and makes it easy to follow.
Yeah,
it feels seamless and it feels very simple, but it was very complex shoot.
This movie should not work.
No, truly.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah,
like, it just it goes against every rule you can think of when it comes to making movies.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, piss your audience off. There's a good idea.
Yeah.
But after, as you said, a little rough at the beginning, because you're kind of like, okay, they're not really saying anything.
Yeah.
But once it, like, starts to work, holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is why I come to film festivals.
Yeah.
You know,
this is the only place we'll see it.
I know there's a new Liam Neeson movie out this weekend that I could have saw in Victoria, but this is why I came to Austin, Texas. I wanted to see some... I go to film festivals to be challenged.
Yeah.
And to see movies with balls.
Yeah.
This is the film.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I loved it. I was breathless at the end. I was just... blown away. There's I always complain about hyperbole, but I think this one's hyperbole proof.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me this is the greatest movie you've ever seen, I'd be like, hey, cool, man.
Yeah, totally.
It is right.
And we are at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
This is no pussy audience.
Yeah.
People in my screening, you were in a different screening than me.
Yeah.
People were generally freaked out and like screaming and some chick yelled out no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, this is some really powerful stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unreal.
And Kyle said it's kind of like a new kind of horror film because they're all deaf.
Yeah.
So there's stuff going on, and you're kind of going, wait, they're deaf, right? And we're not going to talk about any spoilery stuff here, but there's some scary shit that goes on in this film.
And, you know, we're recommending the hell out of this film, but if you're squeamish, if you can't take certain things, this is not the film for you.
Yeah, do not see this if you squirm.
It's a nasty piece of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, probably the most graphic film I've seen since Irreversible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's up there.
That's just a brutal film. But, I cannot, seriously, other than Boyhood, as I said, second best film of the year.
Right on, man.
Yeah, and Enemy was my number one at the halfway point.
Yeah.
It's a very, way down there, number three right
now. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not even close to these two.
Yeah.
These two are on another level.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is innovative. It's very experimental. And everything lined up, it works. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, The Tribe, put that on your radar.
With a very, very high, please make sure you're good with certain aspects of film.
Yeah.
Because this will kick your ass.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Recommended it with a little bit of a warning.
Cool. Yeah, it's currently my number one at the festival. So.
Oh, yeah. My mind by leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So another one that's going to be, I think, high up on our list, we just watched Tokyo Tribe.
Just got out of it like 5 minutes ago.
That's right. Tokyo Tribe. You know more about the filmmaker.
Sion Sono.
Yeah.
He makes really interesting, wacky flicks.
Yeah.
And he never makes the same film twice.
Yeah.
And last year he had a film on my top 10, Why Don't You Play in Hell?
Yeah, amazing.
Still hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
December, I think. It's also very amazing. He's kind of Japan's renegade.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, he just makes the most screwed up films.
Yeah.
But they're insanely watchable.
Yeah.
Like, everything about this film is like a rap film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
About gangs in Japan that rap to each other, more or less, about how big their dick is.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain the film plot-wise, because it's just them fighting.
Yeah, it's a rap musical.
Yeah.
Hip-hop musical with fights and a lot of humor.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And brightly lit sets and just beautiful shots. It's just a hell of a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you had a couple of concerns with this one.
The first half hour of the film is more or less a roll call for all the gangs.
Yeah.
It could have been 5 minutes.
It should have been shorter, yeah.
Other than that...
Yeah.
Maybe the easiest to watch film I've seen this year.
Yeah.
Like, it is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything about it. So insanely watchable. All this, all the rap is catchy. All the gangs have their, like, trademarks.
One gang is all lovey-dovey and nice and stuff, and they're like... Let's all just be
peace, love, and understanding. It's so fun, and the crowd just ate that shit up.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
As I said before, this is a pretty tough crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's been some films here that got crapped on. Yeah. This was not the film.
No.
People love Sion. When his name came on the screen.
Yeah, applause.
People applauded. Yeah. Yeah. It was unreal.
Yeah. I think it'll be definitely a front runner for fan favorite, this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to beat collectively, I think.
Yeah, it's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Probably will come out next year.
Yeah, sometime next year, yeah.
Yeah, this is why we go to film fests.
Yeah.
Good to see the cool films first.
Yeah, yeah. Really funny, some really cool characters. There's a little kid in this who is just a total kick-ass.
Kicking machine, yeah.
And just acrobatic, amazing martial arts, and just hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the funnest film of the festival.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
And it was exactly, I said right after it, I posted on Twitter, I was like, that's exactly the film I needed to see after The Tribe, because The Tribe takes you to some really crazy dark places. It's very harrowing at times.
Well, I think it's good that they had the roll call for all the gangs at the beginning, because I was still reeling from The Tribe.
Yeah.
Like, I was done.
Yeah.
Like, that movie just whooped my ass hardcore. But I started to laugh, and I got really into it, and yeah, it is a fun as hell ride.
Oh, totally.
And I cannot wait for people to see it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's great.
And also to mention,
if
you get a chance to see it in the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, holy shit, did that sound good.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow. The picture was amazing. The sound was amazing.
Yeah.
Technically, that theater is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Oh, tremendous. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, when the music was playing and the action started, I was like, there's no better place I could see this.
No. It was loud. There was no distortion. The bass was good.
Yeah.
The digital projection is A+.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything about this festival is A+.
Yeah.
Except for the South Lamar has one bathroom.
You know, it's like four urinals and three stalls. Yeah, long lines for the bathroom.
There's my rant.
Yeah. So, did you have any other thoughts on the Tokyo Tribe?
Both Tribe films, man.
Yeah.
Tribe films.
See them both.
Yeah, so good. So good.
I guess we should move on to some lightning reviews.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Quick and dirty.
Yeah. So I saw Alleluia. It's about a woman who goes on a blind date with this guy, falls in love with him, later finds out that he's a bit of a womanizer, but she still loves him anyway.
Sounds like a Britney Spears song.
It's totally. Yeah. So the guy's like, oh, let's try to make it work. And they try to con rich older women out of their money, using him as the bait. And I don't know. I don't really want to say too much more about it, but it's really great.
I'm seeing it next week at the Vancouver Film Festival.
Yeah, really great performances. It's shot beautifully.
16 millimeter.
Yeah. It's got all that crazy grain on there.
Sweet, I love that.
It's intimately shot, and highly recommend it.
Heard lots of good stuff.
I saw Reality, and it feels like that was weeks ago.
Great. Day four?
Yeah, we're on day four.
Jeez.
And I can't really remember much about this film. It was sci-fi. That's about all I can tell
you. It had actors.
Actors.
Director.
Yeah.
Script. Must have been great, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I don't think you need to see it. I also saw Cub. Well, we both saw Cub.
Yeah,
opening
saw Cub
night.
Too. Yeah.
It's about some Boy Scouts. What is it, Belgian?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they go out on a camping trip in the forest, despite all these police reports and news reports that there's a killer on the loose, and the scout leaders tell them it's a killer boy. What's his name? Kai, I think.
Yeah, the worst scout leaders of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, banging each other in the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bad.
Yeah, and they And, like, the park ranger guy or whatever he is even warns him. He's like, no, don't go down there. There's a killer on the loose. They're like, ah, it's okay. We'll go.
At the beginning of the film, they encounter some bullies who they fight with.
Yeah.
And they tell them not to go in the forest.
I know. Yeah. It's
Speed
okay.
Strike three.
Yeah. It's an okay film.
I think you liked it more than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a lot of, very been there, done that kind of standard slasher.
So I will give it some pretty innovative kills, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like some of the kills.
There was one in particular that was pretty wicked. But yeah, it's, if you're looking for a slasher, if you like slashers, check out Cub. Don't need to rush out to see it.
No.
Not that it'll play anywhere near us.
No,
you'll have to wait for Netflix or VOD. But worth a rental if you're into slashers. I saw Force Majeure, which you're seeing in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it after you see it. But yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, you say it's killer, so I can't wait. Everybody I've talked to says it's amazing.
Yeah,
so.
It's top three festival for me so far. Very funny stuff.
It's during the last week of VIF, and it pisses me off because I want to see it now.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah. I also saw Blind, which is pretty tremendous, man. It's like, it's about a woman who's blind.
Hence the title?
Yeah, it's a pretty catchy title. Accurate title. She tells the stories of these people in her apartment complex, I believe. And they're all very unique stories, very interesting. And some stuff happens, and it kind of turns into a little bit of a mind fuck. And the woman, the lead actress, is just a great. She does a really great job.
Sweet. Yeah, so first show for me tomorrow.
Cool. We saw The Hive and hated it. It's worst film of the festival.
Yeah, easily the worst film of the festival.
I saw Kung Fu Elliot. I didn't like it after I watched it, but when I thought about it, it resonated with me, and I was like, kind of stuck with me, and I liked it even more. More I thought about it. Gave it a pretty positive review.
It's on iTunes, and it was like, if it's $6, I'll rent it.
Yeah.
But it was like 11.
Yeah, you have to buy it. You can't rent it.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo, the Canon Films documentary, saw that. It was pretty entertaining. A lot of cool stories, but a little one-sided, that one.
I hope to see it in a couple days.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you see it, we'll talk more
it's
about
like
it.
It's like the one film I got shut out of this whole entire festival so far.
Yeah.
So it better be good.
Yeah. So that's it for me for Lightning Round.
What did I see? I literally can't see my page. We're, like, sitting in the dark on Treadwell Street in downtown Austin, Texas. And it's really dark. It's not terribly warm either. All right, so I saw Jackie in the Kingdom of Women.
Oh, yeah.
I love this film.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's about kind of a flip society where the woman runs everything. Like, she's the president, she's everything. And the guys are trying to get the affection of the women.
Okay.
And every so often, there's like a mating ritual. And they're all trying to get the mating ritual of the Prime Minister's daughter.
Ah.
Wow, is it not that film? Shit goes really weird quick. It's nice. Fantastic Fest. This is a wacky, wacky, wacky flick.
Yeah.
Charlotte Gainsbourg's in it.
Yeah.
It surprised the hell out of me. I love this film.
Sweet.
It's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Film Fest, man.
Yeah.
You find these films that are just like, holy shit, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Jackie and the Kingdom of Women, it's awesome. Wormwood.
Oh, yeah.
Australian zombie film with some pretty cool ideas that I'd never seen in a zombie film.
Which
is
cool.
Really rare, because we've seen a lot of zombie films.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Most of them kind of suck.
That's true.
This one looks like it cost $200 to make.
Wow.
But they sure use that $200 really well.
Nice.
And it's got some great ideas. I hope people get to see it, because it's super low budget.
Yeah.
Dug the hell out of it.
Sweet.
It's really good. I only got a couple more. I Am Here, another holy shit film, but the second 5-star I did at the festival so far. Kim Basinger.
What? I didn't know. She's in it?
She's in it. She's what? She's the freaking lead.
I had no idea.
Didn't know she was still alive.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong? She's a woman who's had 8 miscarriages.
Oh, wow.
And still really wants to get pregnant, even though the doctor says your uterus is scarred, you cannot get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she decides she's going to steal a baby.
Oh, wow.
And she's, like, close to Russia, and she decides she's going to try to steal one from, like, a Russian prostitute because she saw a thing on the news saying people were selling their Russian babies to, like, get money.
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense stuff.
Sweet.
It's so good. Nice. It is also very screwed up, and it's very violent, and, yeah. He made a film a couple years ago called Princess.
Okay.
The most fucked up animated film I've seen ever, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, it's a beautiful film. I know you're seeing it in a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope you like it, and if you don't, you're wrong. And my last one, Wastelander Panda.
Sweet. You saw it this morning.
I did, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Think of Game of Thrones settings with, like, Jon Snow as a giant panda.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
I'll take it. Yeah. And it was shot as like a TV series in Australia,
yeah,
in 6 10-minute episodes, and they cut it all together for Fantastic Fest. And I felt really bad because I think they came to Fantastic Fest to try to get funding to make the rest of it,
mm-hmm,
and they're begging for it. Like, I felt really kind of bad. Like, I don't think they're getting funding anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really sad about that because it's really damn good.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hoping people at Fantastic Fest just, like, pimp the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And maybe the rest will get made. But hey, good luck to them. I know I sure as hell pimped it this morning after I saw it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Cool.
Wastelander Panda. I think it's going to be online next week. So if you get a chance to check it out, I thought it was really damn good.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it for me.
Right on. Okay, so we're just at the end of day 4. I think that's all of the films we've seen so far. So we'll probably do another check-in and then a recap episode. We'll play it by ear. and again, due to timing between screenings and after screenings, before screenings, we're just going to record when we can. And we're going to cut it together for each episode. So it's going to be kind of a Frankenstein version of the podcast. Well,
today was so weird because you got sick.
Yeah, I woke up with a migraine. I was dehydrated. I had to skip my morning screening, and
you missed Wastelander Panda.
I did. Yeah, but I probably drank about at least 2 liters of Gatorade before I got here.
You also missed the press screening of Bros Before Hoes.
Yeah.
I'm saving that one, hoping you get to see it.
Sweet. Oh, right, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it plays Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes, there's a film called Bros Before Hoes.
Yeah.
We are at Fantastic Fest, folks.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Uruguayan film, right?
Oh, it's so good, too.
Sweet.
Can't wait. I really hope you get to see that. It's so good.
Cool. All right, well, until next time, thank you very much for listening. You can find us on Twitter. My name is @Adrian_Charlie. We also have a Twitter account for our podcast. It's @Green_Screen. And please look us up on iTunes, any podcast player you listen to. You run a search, The Green Screen of Death. Throw us a like, rating, comment. Helps us find a bigger audience. So next time, we'll be reporting from Fantastic Fest again. So, where can people find you, Bill?
They can find me on Twitter @SoundJam69. And once again, just want to thank people for listening. Still getting the hits, man. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, super stoked.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.